To tell us where we are today, we have Dana Roshinsky from Pava Community Care, who are located here next door in the Polish House, to let us know how they are continuing Nina's legacy today.
On behalf of all my colleagues from Polish Australian Welfare Association or Pava Community Care, and especially the CEO, Irmina Słupkowska, who couldn't be here today as she's spending some well-deserved time in Poland with her parents, I would like to welcome you all to this fantastic celebration. Today we pay our homage to Nina Skoroszewska, who played an essential role in setting the tone of the Polish Welfare Information Bureau and its future direction and focus on assisting the needs of the aging Polish people. We continue on this journey today and carry on with the same purpose of providing assistance to all the members of our community. I know that amazing work was done by volunteers over the years, and the amazing contribution volunteers make continues today. Pava Community Care is managed by a very dedicated group of volunteers. They are our management committee. They not only give their time generously, but also share their expertise and experience that contributes to the successful governance of this organization today and hopefully into the future. We are a not-for-profit charitable organization, and we specialize in delivering home care and support services to all the people who wish to remain living at home but need support to do so. Over the years, we've built a reputation as experts in the delivery of culturally appropriate and sensitive care, and we expanded our services to eligible people from the Eastern European communities, although the Polish people continue to be our focus. We have heard today that the Polish Welfare Information Bureau changed and progressed forward over the years. I think this was possible because the people involved were driven, they understood the need for change, and they managed this change effectively. A Greek philosopher has been quoted as saying, "Change is the one constant thing in life." That is true, isn't it? Nothing stays the same for too long, no matter how much we would like to. The next change that our organization had to consider was driven by the big aged care reforms. New approaches and philosophies were introduced, and changes to funding allocations were made that now allow the consumer to have more choice and independence, which is a great thing. This, however, meant that as an organization, we had to find our way in this new and much more competitive market. Organizations had to now make sure that their brand is recognizable and attractive enough for people to consider them as their service provider. And we were no different. We thought of changing our name too. But then we realized that the name PAWA, Polish Australian Welfare Association, is a brand already in a way that is. It is already known to so many people. It has this history, and we didn't want to lose that. So we played with the acronym letters and realized that PAWA also means that we support people, there is the letter P, to age, there is the letter A, well, there is the W, and actively, PAWA Community Care. So today, PAWA, for people who know us for a very long time, is the Polish Australian Welfare Association, and that is great. But it can also mean people aging well actively, which fits very nicely with the new approaches and philosophies to which we are very committed. Our dedicated, qualified, bilingual, and experienced staff deliver care to our clients that respects diversity and dignity of individuals, encourages their independence and self-reliance, empowers them to make informed lifestyle choices, and promotes active and healthy aging. The range of services we deliver is extensive, but to give you an idea, We assist our clients with shopping, personal care, transport, household jobs like cleaning or gardening, and much more. We also assist carers. We must not forget about the people who give so much of themselves when caring for others, including people living with dementia. These carers are often family members, sons, daughters, husbands, wives, or other family members. And they really do an amazing work. Work that can impact on their own lives and well-being. We also assist people in navigating the aged care system, which can sometimes be a bit overwhelming and confusing. We are happy to answer any questions that you might have after the formalities of this event are over. We've got a bit of a stand there and some written information that you can take home. We speak Polish and English, so please come and chat to us. I want to finish with a quote by J.K. Rowling, the multimillionaire author, woman author, who said, "Anything is possible if you've got enough nerve." I thought very fitting for the occasion and the celebration of Nina Skoroszewska, who must have had not only an abundance of nerve, but also a dynamic spirit and mind to be so persistent in her work. Thank you.
Now, a young singer who recently arrived in Australia, Marta Nowicka. She'll now perform for us, accompanied by Grzegorz Kinda, in three songs. Panieneczka, which translates to maiden, and it's composed by Franciszek Maklakiewicz. Pieśń Wieczorna, which translates to evening song, composed by Stanisław Moniuszko. And the third song, Życzenie, which translates to a wish, composed by Fryderyk Chopin.
Thank you. stars, Marta Nowicka and Grzegorz Kinda.
Part of what has inspired us to organize today is the importance of acknowledgement, acknowledging the custodians of this land, our Indigenous peoples, as well as acknowledging the history of the Polish-Australian community here in Ashfield and across Greater Sydney. I want to introduce the President of the Polish Graduates Association of New South Wales, Barbara Konkowicz, to explain further, to talk about the importance of capturing the histories of our families and community.
I'm absolutely delighted to see so many people who have come here today to support this event, which is part of the Open Inner West Festival, and that has given us funding to hold this day. And we thank the PAWA, the Polish Australian Welfare Association, for also supporting us in holding this event. We really appreciate it. If Nina were alive today, she would be 100 years old. As we have heard, she was a remarkable activist in the Polish community and beyond, and it is her story that the Polish Graduates Association of New South Wales has chosen to tell today. And I would like to acknowledge one person in particular who has driven this whole idea, and that is Andrzej Chodkiewicz. When I spoke once to Andrzej and said that the Polish Graduates Association was looking to tell the stories of important, significant people in our community, he said, well, I've actually written a history about Nina, and why don't we work together and put something together, that she would be a very appropriate person whose work we honour. And Andrew worked on the exhibition, which you can see upstairs, and with the funding that we got both from the Inner West Council and from PAWA, we were able to engage a graphic designer who put all those words and photos together. So it was, we're very happy that it's turned out so well and that we can share it with you. And there are so many Poles who have made and continue to make a difference to our community. In the late 40s and 50s, many newly arrived post-war families made a difference, for example, by donating part of their very hard-earned money and time towards building of this club, which was opened in the late 60s. And indeed, I'd like to acknowledge Pani Halina Prochuk, who is with us today, and she and her husband were part of a group who established the Polish Graduates Association around about the same time. Like all of us here, they too had a strong vision about what they wanted for their families and for their children. The folk dance groups and the Polish Saturday schools were established in those early years and continue to be active today because new generations of Poles believe in their value. We also want to encourage all of you young people to ask your parents and grandparents to tell you their stories. And why do we want you to do this? Because if you know something about the lives of those who came before you and of us, it makes us better understand who we are and how our identity has been shaped. Writing, video recording, or art making are powerful tools for understanding ourselves and our world. You can also write about your own life. A story that I like very much is happened during World War II in England, when the government apparently asked all its citizens to keep a diary and record everyday events that were happening around that time. Years later, the writer of Midsummer Murders, David Horowitz, used these writings to create a new TV series called Foyle's War, which I'm sure many of you have watched. I'm a first generation Australian. My parents arrived here in 1949. People like them, no matter what country they came from, were given the label displaced persons. They had lost their place in the world and came to Australia to find a new one. Although for years they were invisible, they were resilient, hardworking, and inventive. Migrants who came after them also had these qualities, but have been lucky to enter a more open, fairer to women, multicultural society because of Nina Skoroszewska and others like her. The Polish Graduates Association plans to continue gathering and sharing stories of people in our community so that their contributions are remembered and honoured. And as part of today's events, we held a competition for young people, asking them to describe their connection to their Polish family and their Polish roots. And you can have a look at their entries in the corner over there. We asked them to do that using words and pictures. The judges were very impressed at the thoughtfulness and consideration each of the young people made. And we thank each and every one of you who entered. It is now my pleasure to announce the winners of this competition. And if these people could come up on the stage, that would be great. In category one, which is the youngest category, the first prize winner is Weronika Adamecki from Marion Saturday School, and she is 7 years old. Second prize in category two is Sofia Kniedel, an eight-year-old from Marion Saturday School. Yes. From category three, Magdalena Kawa, who is 12 years old, and she's from the Polish High School at Liverpool. And our last winner is in the oldest category is Amalia Headley. She's a Year 10 student, a former pupil of the North Shore Polish Saturday School. And she will say a few words to you.
So my inspiration was my family family and friends in Poland, and as well as a trip I went on with Pani Ela Tesarska, which was an amazing trip, and it taught me a lot about my culture and, well, family connections. Thank you.
Also, I just would like to thank the Polish Club for giving us this space in which to hold our celebrations, and for being so on board with supporting us in everything that we had to do to make this day happen. And also, I would like to thank our committee, who consisted of our colleagues from PAVA, Helen Mottel, the people who judged the art competitions who unfortunately couldn't be here, and the committee of the Polish Graduates Association. Thank you.